Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
County postpones policy preventing commissioners' immediate family members from serving on county boards. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Campbell County commissioners have deferred the approval of a new policy designed to screen applicants for county-appointed boards and establish criteria for board applicants. According to the Gillette News Record, the proposed policy, which would bar immediate family members of county commissioners from applying for such positions, was met with skepticism from commissioners. The commissioners voted 4-1 to table the policy. The decision to table the policy comes as a part of the county's broader initiative to review and update outdated policies, with a committee formed last year for this purpose. The county currently appoints residents to serve on nearly 24 boards. One of the policy's biggest hang-ups for Commission Chairman Del Shellstead was a line that said immediate family of commissioners may not apply for a county board. There is recent history of commissioners' family members serving on county boards. Deputy County Attorney Kyle Ferris said he's heard concerns and board leaders on this issue. While there hasn't been a problem thus far with family members serving on county boards, he wants to get ahead of this issue before there's a catastrophic situation. The policy does outline how a board member is removed based on the actions of commissioners in recent years. The policy says that if a board seeks removal of a county-appointed member, the board must vote in an open meeting for removal of that person. This recommendation will go on to the commissioners, who will then vote on whether to remove that person. The commission will take the policy up again at their first meeting in May. 75 years ago, the blizzard of 1949 crippled Wyoming. It's been 75 years since the blizzard of 1949, a relentless two-month storm that crippled Wyoming. According to Cowboy State Daily, accumulation measured in feet, winds clocked 65 to 80 miles per hour, and double-digit sub-zero temperatures for weeks on end. For those who lived through the blizzard of 1949, they say it's the snowiest, coldest, and longest storm they've ever seen, and they hope they never see another one like it. With little let-up, the storm began January 2, 1949, at the petitioning of four governors from affected states. President Truman declared the region as a disaster area and wrote a blank check for Operation Snowbound, instructing members of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and National Guard to dig out the West. The devastation to livestock was heartbreaking. Wildlife was killed off in droves. Thankfully, human fatalities were relatively few. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.